Thank you, Tim. Any questions? Jason?
Yeah, I had a question about age level, age appropriateness, or just age development. You say you had a 12-year-old son walking to the playground in the summer. And then you also spoke of your high school daughter, who you're very happy she put JMJ helped make, you know. When did you see, or have you seen, the awakening of your children, or is it just a very gradual?
The latter. It was one of those things where it was just, the family life was just so imbued with this perspective, this whole thing. It was not, there wasn't any great moment. And the difference here is that with my first five, they were all very, we had an easy line of communication with them, in part because of my wonderful wife is very good at communicating with her kids and, you know, befriending them. And I wasn't there as much because I had this thing called a job, but she was there dealing with them very well. So there was always an open communication. With the last one, though, she's been very reserved. She's not been very open. And that's why I sit there and say, well, you know, I was glad to see these things. But what we've seen over time is that the first five had a strong influence on the last one. And while she may not be as communicative about it, she very much adopts it because she's very close to her older siblings, and she wants to share that virtue and that desire and that passion with them. And so it's, you know, I don't think there's any one revelation, you know, that I said, oh, they've bought into it, you know. But it's always been one of these things where it was so much a culture of the family, this Catholic life, you know, that, you know, prayer and the sacraments and mass. I mean, there wasn't ever a question in any of their minds. I never had anyone say, well, it's not, I mean, I don't want to go to mass. Because if they did say that, you'd sit down and you'd say, do you know what you're giving up here? I mean, mm-hmm. We never had that issue. But because I think the whole sense of the wonder and awe of the mass was presented to them, and a confession was presented to them early on. So I don't know, that may not be helpful, but...
Stuff, but I, you know, making it to the dinner table, you know, good, you know, passing by a church and acknowledging that Christ is in there in the tabernacle, great. Can you give a couple more practical things for the guys who are more in the trenches, where if we hear a quarter of the homily, like, we're totally jacked.
Yeah, yeah. I think, yeah. Yeah, been there, done that, all righty. I think, especially with the very young kids, it's not so much of having a discussion like after Mass afterwards about the homily or this. I mean, you can go back and see what the gospel was about and comment on it. I think the key thing for you is to convey to them the sense of desire. I want. I mean, what's that our Lord saying, you know, at the Last Supper? With desire, I have desired to eat this Pasch with you. And we have to have that same thing, is that, okay, let's go. We're going to Mass. Let's go to Mass. Come on. We got to get dressed up. You ready? You know, I mean, there's a sense of, at that early age, it's not so much an intellectual endeavor. It's not so much, but it's a thing of imbuing them with a sense of, I want this. I want this for you. This is so wonderful. And that's really what it comes down to. And, you know, the shit may hit the fan at Mass. I mean, and that happens. I how many times I've had to carry a kid out and whatever. I think, you know, the key is to go ahead and just, it's that sense of a passion. And when they get to the first sacraments, make them understand how beloved and how precious this is. And then, you know, after my kids, we serve First Communion. I'm a daily communicant. So my kids would get up for the first couple weeks. It didn't last that long. But they would always get up as soon as they received their First Communion. Dad, I'm going to go to Mass with you. Because they sensed all of a sudden this was special. So I'd get them up. We'd go to 6:30 Mass. Like I say, 2 weeks later, that was, yeah. But I think it's not so much as the older, yes, you want to talk about some of the intellectual, you know, some of the things. But I think early on, it's a matter of conveying that base, that fundamental passion and enthusiasm for the faith.
So, right with your experiences and rules in regard to dating.
To dating.
That's another talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Real briefly is group dating no dating, obviously, while they're in grade school or freshman year in high school. Sophomore year, junior year, they can start doing group dating. At some point in junior year, we can let them go out one-on-one. No going steady. It's just, that's, you know, you ought to date around or, you know, we often require them, now the younger one, we violated this rule, but we would often require them to take one of the other kids with them on a date. And that was a nice thing, having a big family. So yeah, Timmy needs to go with you. So anyway, there was another one over here. So.
Cut off the steady part of it.
Well, that's hard. They often did it themselves because we would explain to them, why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you putting yourself in that position? You know, you're young and you got all this opportunity. It would create some conflict, but and I can't say we're always successful by any means, especially with the last one. She had a steady boyfriend for a while, you know, and you just, but none of my other girls and none of my other guys really were into dating that much. They were busy enough with school and with life that the idea of dating didn't make a whole lot of sense. They were having too much fun apart from it. I think kids who are bored end up going steady. They're looking for something else. And kids who don't have a good family life are looking for something else. And that's why you got to have this vibrant family life. They can't have time for that jerk, alrighty? Sorry. Anybody who dates my daughter is a jerk. I kid you not. I really do. When my daughter was being taken out for the prom one night, and he came in and he said, and he introduced himself, and I said, Sam, I own guns and I know how to use them. And I live on a 2-acre parcel in Tucson. I said, and I have a lot of land where I can bury the body. Anything happens to her, I will kill you. To which he said, nothing will happen to her. I said, good. So,
we'll finish here, and before we thank Tim again,
for that